Mint, used for maldigestion and headache. Tarragon, one of the highest in antioxidant value, often used as an appetite stimulant, also inhibits blood clotting, rich in B-complex vitamins. Marjoram, high levels of beta-carotenes and vitamin A, resulting in antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties. Sage, rich in antioxidants and B-complex, vitamins A and C, and calcium. Fruits. Seasonal organic fruits contain many beneficial vitamins and minerals that help the body function optimally, are full of antioxidants that prevent disease, and are loaded with fiber that supports a healthy GI tract. That said, fruits are also high in natural sugars, so I recommend eating them in moderation. When you do eat fruit, berries are a good choice. They are lower in sugar than most other fruits, and the skins contain beneficial antioxidants. Even after you complete the 90-day program, I recommend limiting your fruit intake to one or two servings per day. A single serving is a fruit about the size of a baseball, or one-half cup of chopped or cooked fruit. Sugar content recommendations vary, but I've compiled the following chart based upon several nutrition advocacy groups. Here's a list of the sugar content in fruits. You may also view this chart on the enhancement PDF. Sugar content in fruits. Low sugar fruits. Lemon and lime. Rhubarb. Apricot. Fresh cranberries. Guava. Raspberries. Kiwi. Avocado. Tomato. Low to moderate sugar fruits. Blackberries. Strawberries. Figs. Grapefruit. Cantaloupe. Tangerine. Nectarine. Papaya. Orange. Honeydew melon. Cherries, peach, blueberries, grapes. Moderate to high sugar fruits. Pineapple, pear, watermelon, apple, pomegranate, mango, prunes, raisins, dates, and any dried fruit. If you're vegetarian, load up on nutrients. If you decide to become a vegetarian, or already are one, make sure you're getting adequate nutrition. Most of my strict vegetarian clients are relatively unhealthy because they're not compensating for the nutrients they are lacking, such as certain amino acids and B vitamins, by avoiding meat. I've also found that many vegetarians tend to eat a lot of grains, refined carbohydrates, and sugar, all of which deplete vitamins and minerals and feed candida. Personally, I find that eating some animal protein each week is the easiest way to keep your body chemistry in balance when it comes to protein requirements. But if you choose not to consume animal protein, I recommend taking a free-form amino acid blend and B12 supplement. 2. Incorporate whole grains and pseudo-grains. Whole grains, which are the seeds of grasses, and pseudo-grains, the seeds of broadleaf plants, are complex carbohydrates that have not been bleached or stripped of their fiber. They include amaranth, barley, brown and wild rice, buckwheat, corn, kamut, millet, quinoa, gluten-free oats, rye, spelt, teff, triticale, and whole wheat. Grains contain important B vitamins, which support your nervous system. Some are needed in the brain to support nerve cells and help synthesize neurotransmitters. They are also a good source of fiber and help to keep your colon healthy. The problem is, we're a nation that loves sugars and carbohydrates, and we eat too much of this food group, whether it's bread, tortillas, rice, or bagels. We only need about 50 grams of carbohydrates a day, less if you want to lose weight. Examples of 50 grams daily are 1/2 cup blueberries, 9 grams, 1/2 cup cooked quinoa, 20 grams, 1/2 cup raw broccoli, 2 grams, 1 medium Granny Smith apple, 16 grams, and 1/4 cup raw carrots, 3 grams. And as you know, carbohydrates feed candida. The paleo camp has taught us that grains and pseudograins contain lectins and phytates, proteins or plant toxins that bind to vitamins and minerals, inhibiting absorption. Lectins and phytates can also irritate the intestinal lining, causing leaky gut and inflammation. Does this mean we need to avoid them altogether? My answer is that small amounts of gluten-free grains and pseudograins are acceptable. I have been successful over the years in helping many people get healthy and get rid of their candida overgrowth while allowing gluten-free grains in their diets. While there's no doubt been an uptick in the number of Americans suffering from gut problems, I don't believe that grains are the sole villain responsible for these issues. It's good to know, too, that soaking grains makes them more digestible by eliminating most phytic acid and reducing lectins. 30 minutes to an hour of soaking and rinsing is sufficient, though many prefer to soak grains overnight. If you don't have time to soak your grains, at least give them a quick rinse to remove dirt, mold, and contaminants. They will taste better that way, too. This applies to grains and pseudograins, such as millet, brown rice, quinoa, buckwheat, and teff. Quick-cooking oats don't need to be soaked. During your 90-day program, I'd like you to eat gluten-free whole grains, except for corn, which contains mycotoxins, and white rice, in moderation. For those with more chronic conditions, or who aren't seeing enough positive benefits on the program, you may want to avoid grains for a month and see if you feel better. After the 90 days are over, I recommend living gluten-free and corn-free as much as possible, because gluten can be an intestinal irritant, and corn is usually GMO, containing the mold aflatoxin and chemicals that can be carcinogenic. 3. Enjoy your good fats. Fat is an important component of any healthy diet. Your organs are made of fat. In fact, your brain is at least 60% fat, and your body needs fat to build cells and nourish them. Essential fatty acids include omega-3s, omega-6s, and omega-9s. Your body does not make omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids on its own and produces a limited amount of omega-9s, so you must include them in your daily diet. These good-for-you fats help regulate hormones, blood pressure, heart rate, and nerve transmission, as well as reduce inflammation and pain. Foods high in omega-3 essential fatty acids include deep-sea fish, dark leafy greens, coconut, flax, fish oil, hemp seed oil, krill oil, olive oil, raw nuts and seeds, and avocados. Unsalted organic butter contains small amounts of omega-3s, as well as vitamins A and D. Even if you consume these foods, you still need to take an omega-3 supplement because you won't obtain enough through your diet. Omega-6 essential fatty acids are found in eggs, grass-fed meat, raw nuts and seeds, and safflower, sunflower, and hemp oils. The best source of omega-9 fatty acids is olive oil, but they can also be found in almonds, avocados, and sesame oil. Saturated fats from foods such as eggs, coconut meat, and oil, butter, ghee, clarified butter, and grass-fed meat are beneficial in small quantities. These foods contain important vitamins and minerals, but you should eat them in moderation because large quantities can make the body acidic, which promotes inflammation. 4. Eat beans and legumes in moderation. Beans and legumes are high in protein, but also high in starch, which converts to sugar in the body that can feed candida. Legumes are also high in lectins, carbohydrate-binding proteins that can irritate the gut lining and lead to leaky gut. Because of this, I recommend eating small portions of beans and legumes only once or twice a week while on the diet, or skipping them completely for the first 2 months of your anti-candida diet, particularly for those with an autoimmune disease. The two exceptions to this rule are adzuki and mung beans, which are higher in protein than other beans. It's okay to eat slightly larger portions of these. I suggest preparing beans with one or more of the following herbs and spices for optimal digestion and taste. cumin, clove, caraway, dill, fennel, sage, thyme, onion, oregano, ginger, garlic, rosemary, tarragon, and turmeric. As I mentioned earlier, I recommend against eating soybeans and soy products, since so much of the soy in the United States is genetically modified and processed. The only soy that is permissible on the anti-candida diet is Bragg Liquid Aminos, an unfermented, non-GMO soy sauce. Because phytic acid, which is the phosphorus store in plants, binds to nutrients, especially minerals, you're not able to absorb them. Soaking organic beans and legumes overnight and cooking the soaked beans in fresh water makes them more digestible by eliminating most of the phytic acid and thus avoiding flatulence. Some people with autoimmune conditions or chronic conditions will do best avoiding beans and legumes for 3 months to reduce inflammation. If you feel bloated, gassy, tired, or achy after eating beans and legumes, stay off them for 1 to 3 months after the diet ends and retest. 5. Choose sweeteners wisely. While you need to avoid sugar on the 90-day program, there are some sweeteners that do not feed candida and can be used in moderation. Chicory root, lohanguo, monk fruit extract, stevia, and xylitol. Even though xylitol is a carbohydrate, it is metabolized slowly and therefore does not increase sugar levels rapidly. Just make sure the brand you buy sources their xylitol from birch bark instead of corn. And while coconut sugar is popular for its lower glycemic index, it will still feed candida. It's best to wait to slowly reintroduce this after 90 days. When your candida levels are back in balance after completing the program, you might be tempted to indulge in your old familiar sweeteners. Be careful, as sugar brings back candida with a vengeance. Most of my clients tell me they eventually lose their sweet tooth completely and only eat sweets on rare occasions. If you really do need something sweet, raw unfiltered honey and coconut nectar in small quantities, once or twice a month, are better choices than evaporated cane juice or agave. Raw honey contains amino acids, enzymes, vitamins, and minerals that are beneficial to your body. Coconut nectar has a low glycemic index. 6. Save fermented foods for after the program. This one might seem a little counterintuitive because fermented foods are said to be great for the gut. But when you're balancing candida, they can initially aggravate overgrowth and present as an allergy response. These include sauerkraut, kefir, cultured vegetables, kimchi, kombucha, tempeh, yogurt, and nutritional or brewer's yeast. And I suggest staying off them during the program and then waiting 3 months to a year to introduce them to see if they agree with you. After all, not all fermented foods are made cleanly. Some have vinegars and pasteurized milk that cause candida flares. And then there's kombucha, which is made with wild bacteria and yeast, and has small amounts of alcohol that can irritate candida. During and after the program, the exception to my no fermented rule is raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar, which balances pH levels and helps rid the body of candida. 7. Consider food combining. Proper food combining involves eating either protein with vegetables or grains with vegetables, but avoiding mixing protein with grains at the same meal. Doing this can benefit those with digestive problems. Others find that having a little protein along with grains at each meal, whether from an animal or a plant source, keeps both their blood sugar and energy levels more stable. The answer lies in listening to your body. If you're hypoglycemic, meaning that you have low blood sugar, start off your morning with protein and work your complex carbohydrates into your lunch or dinner meals. Most people who struggle with reactive hypoglycemia, low blood sugar after a meal high in carbohydrates and sugars, do best eating 3 meals a day plus a snack mid-morning and afternoon, as this keeps their metabolism and energy levels balanced. If you are prone to excessive weight loss, however, eat only the 3 meals a day and avoid snacking in order to slow down your metabolism. 8. Drink your water. Many of my clients only drink between 2 to 4 glasses of water a day without my prodding, which is nowhere near enough to sustain a healthy body. As the eminent researcher Faridoon Butman-Gelage, MD, states, dehydration is the number one stressor of the human body, or any living matter. Your body is 80% water. How can you keep it running smoothly when you drink fewer than 8 cups of water a day? You can't. When you do, your plumbing gets backed up. Your lymphatic system becomes sluggish, your kidneys become overstressed, your colon becomes constipated, and your liver and gallbladder become congested. Ototoxicity occurs as you reabsorb the toxins your body is unable to eliminate. These conditions set the stage for GI problems and autoimmune diseases. And no, soda, coffee, iced tea, and fruit juices are not substitutes for water. These beverages do not hydrate the body and its organs in the same way that water does. Dr. Batman-Gelage explains that the brain is 85% water. Next to oxygen, water is the most essential material for the efficient working of the brain. Water is a primary nutrient for all brain functions and transmission of information. This means that your body needs adequate water if you want to stay sharp and focused. If you notice that your urine is dark in color, this indicates that you are dehydrated. Don't let yourself get to the point of feeling thirsty either. Drinking more water can eliminate a number of symptoms, including headaches and pain in the body. As we discussed in Chapter 4, Candida Detox, you can easily calculate the ideal amount of water you need to drink, 1 ounce for every 2 pounds of your body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you need to drink 75 ounces, a little over 9 8-ounce glasses of water daily. Or to make this easier, just drink 6 ounces, a little less than 1 cup, every waking hour until you go to sleep. Distilled water is a good water choice for hydration because the distillation process removes harmful chemicals and minerals, some controversial such as fluoride, which makes it almost pure water versus tap and bottled waters. This is terrific for cleansing toxins out of the body, but the downside is that it leaches essential minerals. If you drink distilled water, make sure to take your vitamin and mineral supplements daily. Sparkling mineral water, in small amounts, is acceptable as a soda replacement. Look for brands from Europe, which contain higher amounts of natural minerals and less added carbonation. The best way to ensure that you're getting purified water is to buy your own filtration system. See resources on the enhancement PDF. I don't recommend most bottled waters because manufacturers are not regulated and you don't really know what you're getting. Also, the chemicals from plastic bottles are endocrine disruptors. There are 1 or 2 water companies that deliver in glass bottles. If you do buy bottled water, look for a brand that states, on the bottle, how the water has been processed, such as through reverse osmosis. If this information is on the label, you have some assurance of the water's purity. Believe it or not, herbal teas do count as water. But because they are also diuretics, make sure to put minerals back in your body by taking your daily multivitamin mineral supplement. Among the many therapeutically beneficial teas are red clover, white tea. It has small amounts of caffeine and is an excellent blood cleanser. Pau d'Arco, rosemary, dandelion root, green tea, caffeinated or decaffeinated, chamomile, hibiscus, and mint. Green tea has also been found to have beneficial detox properties and epigenetic consequences. Another great hydrator for the body is fresh coconut water, but it should only be drunk after exercising once you have completed your 90-day program, as the average size can contains 14 grams of sugar. You can also obtain small amounts of water from eating fresh organic fruits and vegetables. 9. Take up juicing. Juicing is a great way to nourish your body. Fresh vegetable juice immediately fills your bloodstream with live enzymes, vitamins, and minerals. Juicing is also alkalinizing to your body because it leaches out acidic waste products. Your digestive system doesn't have to work hard to absorb vitamins and minerals from juice, since the fiber is missing, which makes it an easier way to load up on vegetables on a daily basis. When you're juicing, be sure not to include large amounts of sweet vegetables or fruit. Without the fiber, the juice is absorbed quickly and causes a rapid spike in blood sugar. If you want to eat a high-sugar fruit, eat the fruit itself or use it in a smoothie, where the fiber is beneficial and will temper blood sugar spikes. Juicing correctly is important when you're using it as part of a health program. First, don't make more than 8 ounces of fresh juice at one time. Drinking 16 or 32 ounces of carrot juice at one time can do more harm than good, because vegetable juice can contain a lot of sugar. Here's a list of low-sugar vegetables that are great for juicing, which can also be referenced on the PDF enhancement. Low-sugar vegetables, good for juicing. Celery, parsley, cilantro, cucumber, fennel, spinach, kale, collard greens, mint, Brussels sprouts, string beans, red, yellow, and green peppers, broccoli, cabbage, endive, asparagus. Second, drink juice on an empty stomach, either an hour before or 2 to 3 hours after a meal. Since the juice acts as a cleanser for your bloodstream, do not drink it with a heavy meal. Third, drink your juice as soon as you make it. Many vitamins and minerals become oxidized within 30 minutes of being exposed to air. Fourth, drink your juice slowly. Swish it around in your mouth to mix it with saliva, which releases digestive enzymes from your mouth, and then swallow. There are many books on juicing that you can use to find recipes you like. See the PDF enhancement for the juice recipe I recommend most. When it comes to buying a juicer for your home, I recommend the Breville juicer, which can be bought online on Amazon or in many local department stores. The Vitamix food processor is a wonderful way to make soup, but it is different from juicing. A Vitamix retains the fiber, which your digestive system then has to break down, whereas juicing discards the fiber, allowing the nutrients in the juice to go directly into the bloodstream. Fiber is important to move stool through the digestive tract, normalize bowel movements, lower cholesterol levels, and balance blood sugar levels. 10. Be sure to nutritionally supplement. In today's world, a good diet alone cannot keep your body healthy. And as you now understand, a healthy and well-nourished body is the very opposite of what yeast needs to thrive. If you want to experience good health and a balanced microbiome as you age, supplementation is essential, and you will find all the supplements you need to maintain great health, both during and after the program, in Part 2 of this book. Because modern agricultural practices have depleted our soil, we must eat 5 times the amount of vegetables our grandparents ate to obtain the same nutrient value. Our bodies must also cope with more environmental toxicity, from pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, and synthetic chemicals than ever before. On top of that, increased stress levels have weakened our bodies, making supplementation necessary to offset the imbalance. Now that you've seen how important it is to get rid of Candida through a rigorous diet and supplement plan, it's time to officially begin the 90-day program. Are you ready? Remember, any lasting change takes time and dedication, but you're already well on your way to a Candida-free body and revitalized life. Encouragement from Dan. I was pretty much raised on canned vegetables and Little Debbie cakes. I'd never heard of quinoa, let alone been able to find it in the grocery. Now that I've learned what and how to eat, the thought of something like pizza grosses me out. All I can think of is all that cheese and dough. I still follow the diet about 70% of the time, and I have no more constipation issues at all. Part 2. Beat Candida in 90 days. 6. The Candida Cure. Your path to good health is easier than you think. Now that you have a sense of the widespread effects of yeast overgrowth and the foods and lifestyle choices that fuel that growth, you're probably ready to take action. The most important cornerstone of my anti-candida plan is nutrition. And in the pages that follow, I offer a 90-day plan that will both nourish you and eliminate candida overgrowth. In a short amount of time, you will recapture your energy and vitality. For most people, it only takes a month to experience positive changes that will encourage you to maintain new, healthy habits. I know that the prospect of changing your diet can be a challenge at first. Many of my clients are initially reluctant to give up their favorite foods. One in particular, Irina, comes to mind. Even after she was diagnosed with painful rheumatoid arthritis, she balked at the idea of abstaining from sugar. But after she stuck to the plan and experienced its benefits firsthand, she was hooked. Irina offered this encouragement for beginners. After 2 weeks on the food protocol, I could sense a difference in my mental state. The depression eased, and I started to feel like myself again. After 3 months, I saw enough clues and changes to absolutely know that I was healing. I relaxed because I was finally in control. And then, suddenly, before I knew it, I was symptom-free. The lists in this chapter offer an easy, at-a-glance reference for identifying which foods nourish the body and do not promote the growth of yeast, and which foods I suggest you avoid because they do promote yeast overgrowth. Be aware, however, that everyone's body chemistry is different. Some people have sensitivities or allergies to certain foods on the foods to eat list. So be mindful of your body's response to new or different foods, and take note of any experience of negative side effects. Symptoms such as fatigue, itchiness, rapid heart rate, gas, burping, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, and headaches are signs that you need to stay away from a particular food. You will experience the quickest results within 90 days by adhering to the lists as closely as possible. For those of you who feel you are not able to jump right into the diet, I have included at the end of this chapter a slow start plan that will allow you to eliminate offending foods gradually and move into the anti-candida diet with ease. Your progress, however, will be a little slower, adding about another 5 weeks to the program. I have also included in this chapter 2 weeks' worth of sample menus, so you can see that this diet is entirely doable. And even enjoyable. You will discover that there are plenty of delicious meals you can easily create using nutritious foods. In Chapter 7, Delicious Recipes to Beat Candida, you will find recipes for main dishes, side dishes, sauces, desserts, snacks, and beverages, as well as a list of the food brands I recommend. Be easy on yourself as you begin to incorporate these changes into your life. You can't and won't be 100% perfect all the time, and that's okay. My client Lori, an executive working in a high-stress industry, describes herself as a perfectionist. She came to see me after having been diagnosed with lupus and found that this eating plan changed her life. Her advice for those new to the plan? Focus on getting rid of the biggest offender in your diet. Build up from there. I couldn't agree more. Once you've successfully eliminated the food that's giving you the most trouble and feels the hardest to sacrifice, the other changes to your diet will come easily. Controlling cravings. My number one rule for everything, but especially when you're making a change to your wellness routine, is to listen to your body. It will tell you what it wants. And does not want. Be aware, though, that when your body is full of toxins, It is going to tell you that it wants more of the offending foods. That's the definition of a craving. Your body becomes dependent on toxic foods. As you cleanse, you'll find that your body will start to desire healthier foods, and it will be easier to trust the signals that it gives you. And for you sugarholics and carboholics, there is good news. Once you start to eradicate fungus and balance out blood sugar levels, your cravings for sugar and carbs will subside, making it that much easier to adhere to the program. Foods to eat. On the following list, also available for reference on the PDF, you will hear other foods that may cause inflammation or an allergy response. While you don't necessarily need to eliminate these foods for 90 days, you do need to eliminate them for a significant period to allow your body to return to homeostasis. In the following lists, I have designated the appropriate amount of time to refrain from each of the offending foods. Animal protein. Antibiotic and hormone-free as much as possible. Eat 2 to 4 ounces daily, or no less than 3 times a week. Beef, bison, lamb, venison. Grass-fed. No more than a 3 to 4 ounce serving once a week. Prepare rare to medium rare, and eat with greens and not with starchy vegetables, beans, or grains. Chicken, duck, turkey. Eggs, organic or pasture-raised if possible. Fish, limit shellfish to once or twice a month. Turkey bacon, nitrate, hormone, and gluten-free. Chicken and turkey hot dogs and sausages, nitrate, hormone, and gluten-free. Grains, whole and unrefined only. Amaranth, breads, gluten, yeast, sugar, and dairy-free. Brown rice, short and long grain, brown basmati, limit to 2 to 3 times a week. Brown rice cakes and crackers, limit to 2 to 3 times a week. Buckwheat, millet, oats, gluten-free only after 2 months on the program. Oats do not contain gluten. However, they are sometimes cross-contaminated with other gluten grains. Therefore, when eating oats, purchase a brand that ensures that it is gluten-free, such as Bob's Red Mill. Pasta. Brown rice, buckwheat, quinoa pasta only. Limit to once a week. Quinoa. Sorghum. Can make like popcorn. Tapioca. Teff. Wild rice. Yucca. Vegetables. All vegetables may be eaten except corn, mushrooms, peas, and potatoes. Eating fresh mushrooms can create an allergy response, histamine reaction, and slow down positive results in the first 90 days of your program. Limit sweet potatoes, yams, and winter squash to up to 3 servings a week total. Limit or avoid nightshade family vegetables, eggplant, tomatoes, potatoes, and peppers, for the first 90 days, because they can cause inflammation. If you eat them and your symptoms increase, avoid completely for the first 3 months, and then reintroduce in small amounts if you wish. Beans and legumes. You may eat small quantities once or twice a week only, or avoid this group entirely for the first 2 months of the program, because of their potential to cause inflammation and their high starch levels, which raise blood sugar. If you avoid them and then reintroduce, eat only small amounts once or twice weekly. In either case, do not eat any soy, fermented soy products, or peas. Bragg Liquid Aminos is the only soy product allowed and may be used from the beginning of your program. Nuts and seeds. Raw, unroasted if commercial. May dry roast your own. Almonds, Brazil nuts, chestnuts, chia seeds, flax seed, hazelnuts, hemp seed, macadamia nuts. Nut butters, almond and macadamia only, may be raw or dry roasted. Pecans, pine nuts, pili nuts, pumpkin seeds and pumpkin seed butter. Sesame seeds, also raw tahini butter. Sunflower seeds and sunflower seed butter. Walnuts. Note, Limit quantities of nuts and seeds to a small handful at a time and chew thoroughly. Oils, cold pressed only. Almond oil can be used for cooking. Avocado oil can be used for cooking. Coconut oil can be used for cooking. Flaxseed oil, not for cooking. Grapeseed oil can be used for cooking. Hemp seed oil, not for cooking. Olive oil can be used for cooking. Pistachio oil, not for cooking after 90 days. Red palm fruit oil can be used for cooking, low heat only. Sesame oil can be used for cooking. Sunflower oil can be used for cooking. Walnut oil, not for cooking. Dairy, antibiotic and hormone-free only. Butter, small amounts, unsalted, preferably pasture-raised organic from grass-fed cows. Clarified butter, ghee, organic pasture-raised. Goat cheese, raw, small amounts after 90 days. Sheep cheese, raw, small amounts after 90 days. Pregnant and nursing women should not eat raw dairy products. Fruits, organic, no dried fruit or fruit juices. Limit fruit intake to one piece per day, about the size of a medium apple in volume, or a handful of berries. Apples, only green apples for first 90 days. Avocado. Avocado serving and lemon or lime juice may be in addition to your one fruit per day. Blackberries. Discard if you see any visible mold. Blueberries. Discard if you see any visible mold. Coconut flesh and or unsweetened milk. No coconut juice or coconut water. Cranberries. Fresh, unsweetened. Grapefruit. Lemons, limes. Olives. Without vinegar or preservatives only. Raspberries. Discard if you see any visible mold. Strawberries. Discard if you see any visible mold. Condiments. Apple cider vinegar. Raw, unfiltered only. Refrigerate. Bragg liquid aminos. Unfermented soy sauce. Only acceptable soy product. Coconut aminos. Soy-free seasoning sauce. Dill relish. Bubby's brand. Made without vinegar only. After 90 days. Dry mustard. Or small amounts of mustard made with apple cider vinegar. Fresh herbs. Basil, parsley, etc. Himalayan salt. Kelp flakes. Bragg Organic Sea Kelp Delight seasoning. Healthy mayonnaise. Pepper, sea salt. Spices. Without sugar, MSG, or additives. Favor ginger and turmeric, which are anti-inflammatory. Beverages. Bragg apple cider vinegar drinks. Ginger spice, limeade, and sweet stevia only. Herbal teas. Red clover, peppermint, chamomile, etc. Organic white tea. Caffeinated. Suja lemon love. Lemon juice drink. Unsweetened almond, Brazil nut, coconut, and hemp milk. Unsweetened mineral water. Water. Filtered, purified, or distilled only. Sweeteners. Chicory root. Just like sugar. Lohanguo. Monk fruit extract. Also known as Lohanguo. Stevia. Cow liquid. Xylitol in small amounts. Ultimate sweetener or Xyla brands. Miscellaneous. Cacao powder. Raw unsweetened. Small amounts after 2 months. Carob. Unsweetened. Small amounts after 2 months because it is an inflammatory legume. Cocoa powder. Unsweetened. Small amounts after 2 months. Coconut butter. Organic. Dill pickles. Made without vinegar only. Such as Bubby's brand. After 90 days. Gums or mints. Sweetened with Lohan, stevia, or xylitol. Salsa. Without sugar or vinegar. Except apple cider vinegar. Sauerkraut. Made without vinegar only, such as Bubby's brand. After 90 days. Foods to avoid. Avoid the foods on this list while you are on the anti-candida diet. After 90 days, unless a different time period is specified, you may include the foods marked with an asterisk. Add one food at a time every third day and see if your body reacts. If you experience rapid heartbeat, itching, bloating and gas, constipation, fatigue, or worsening of your symptoms. If this happens, keep these foods out of your diet for another 3 months, and then try again if you wish. Animal protein. Bacon, hot dogs, pork, processed and packaged meats, sausage, tuna, all, toro, albacore, ahi, etc., including canned. Grains. Barley. Breads. Except those that are gluten, dairy, yeast, and sugar-free, and do not contain the grains listed here. Cereals. Except gluten, dairy, and sugar-free. Corn. Tortillas, polenta, popcorn, chips, etc. Crackers. Except gluten, dairy, yeast, and sugar-free. Do not eat any with corn, potato, and/or white flour. Farro. Kamut. Oats. Use gluten-free after 2 months. Pasta. Except those made from brown rice, buckwheat, and quinoa. Pastries. Rye. Spelt. Triticale. White flours. White rice. Wheat refined. Whole wheat. Vegetables. Corn. Mushrooms. Peas. Potatoes. Beans and legumes. You may eat small amounts once or twice a week, or avoid these entirely for the first 2 months of the program because of their potential to cause inflammation and their high starch levels, which raise blood sugar. If you avoid them and then reintroduce, eat small amounts once or twice a week only, but continue to stay off soy, tofu, soybeans, tamari, and ponzu sauce, and fermented soy products, miso, tempeh, etc. Nuts and seeds. Cashews. Peanuts, peanut butter. Pistachios. Oils. Canola oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, peanut oil. Pistachio oil. Processed oils and partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils. Soy oil. Dairy. Cheeses. All, including cottage and cream cheese. Buttermilk. Cow's milk. Goat's milk and cheese. Raw okay after 90 days, small amounts. Ice cream. Margarine. Sheep cheese. Raw okay after 90 days, small amounts. Sour cream. Yogurt. Note, pregnant and nursing women should not eat raw dairy products. Fruits. Apricots. Bananas. Cherries. Cranberries, sweetened. Dried fruits. All, including apricots, dates, figs, raisins, cranberries, prunes, etc. Guavas, grapes. Juices, all, sweetened or unsweetened. Kiwis, mangoes, melons. Nectarines, oranges, papayas. Peaches, pears. Pineapples. Plums. Persimmons. Pomegranates, tangerines, beverages, alcohol, caffeinated teas, except white tea, coffee, caffeinated and decaffeinated, energy drinks, such as Red Bull, vitamin waters, fruit juices, kefir, kombucha, sodas, diet and regular, rice and soy milks. Condiments. Gravy. Jams and jellies. Ketchup. Healthy mayonnaise. Mustard, unless made with apple cider vinegar, small amounts. Pickles. Relish. Salad dressing, unless sugar-free and made with apple cider vinegar. Sauces with vinegars and sugar. Soy sauce, ponzu, and tamari sauce. Spices that contain yeast, sugar, or additives. Vinegars, All, except raw unfiltered apple cider vinegar and unsweetened rice vinegar, keep refrigerated. Worcestershire sauce. Sweeteners. Agave nectar, Nectivia. Artificial sweeteners, such as aspartame, NutraSweet, acesulfame potassium, saccharin and sucralose, Splenda. Barley malt, brown rice syrup, brown sugar, coconut sugar or nectar, corn syrup, dextrose, erythritol, Nectress, Swerve, Truvia, fructose, products sweetened with fruit juice, honey, raw or processed. Raw honey may be used medicinally. Maltitol, mannitol, maltodextrin, maple syrup, molasses, raw or evaporated cane juice crystals, sorbitol, white sugar, yacon syrup. Miscellaneous. Cacao or chocolate, unless sweetened with stevia or xylitol, small amounts after 2 months. Candy. Carob, unsweetened, small amounts after 2 months because it is an inflammatory legume. Cookies, donuts, fast food and fried foods. Fermented foods, kimchi, kombucha, sauerkraut, tempeh, yogurt, nutritional yeast, cultured vegetables, etc. Fruit strips, gelatin, gum, unless sweetened with stevia or xylitol. Jerky, beef, turkey. Lozenges or mints, unless sweetened with lohan, stevia, or xylitol. Muffins. Pastries. Pizza. Processed food. TV dinners, etc. Smoked, dried, pickled, and cured foods. Sample menus. The 2 weeks' worth of sample menus that follow will give you an idea of the diverse menus you can create while on the anti-candida diet. You will find recipes for some of the dishes in the recipes chapter that's available on the PDF enhancement, which also includes recipes not listed here. Be aware that some of these meals contain foods and ingredients that you may only eat after being on the diet for 2 or 3 months. So familiarize yourself with the foods to eat and foods to avoid lists. Week 1. Day 1. Upon arising, 1 cup of red clover tea. Breakfast. Poached egg with side of sautéed vegetables, onions and kale, topped with slices of avocado. Snack. Apple, green, with a small handful of raw almonds. Lunch. Millet tabbouleh. Snack. Vegetable alkalizer juice, 8 ounces. Dinner. Baked salmon over leafy greens. Day 2. Upon arising, 1 cup of red clover tea. Breakfast. Mixed veggie quiche. Snack. Blueberries topped with coconut butter. Lunch. Arugula, beet, and walnut salad. Snack. Jicama slices dipped in tahini dressing. Dinner. Tuscan roast chicken. Artichoke with dipping sauce. Sautéed yellow squash in olive oil and herbs. Day 3. Upon arising, 1 cup of red clover tea. Breakfast. Granola with berries, unsweetened almond, coconut, or hemp milk. Snack. Cut up raw vegetables, broccoli, carrots, jicama, asparagus, with ranch dressing. Lunch. African-style turkey, spinach, red onion, and sprout salad with Italian vinaigrette dressing. Snack. Handful of spicy almonds, walnuts, or pecans. 1 cup of red clover tea. Dinner. Kelp noodles with garlic, pine nuts, basil, and sautéed vegetables. Day 4. Upon arising, 1 cup of red clover tea. Breakfast. Creamy blueberry vanilla buckwheat porridge. Snack. Vegetable alkalizer juice. 8 ounces. Lunch. Chicken stir fry. Snack. Olive tapenade with flax or almond crackers. 1 cup of red clover tea. Dinner. Thai spiced lentil soup. Day 5. Upon arising, 1 cup of red clover tea. Breakfast. Egg sandwich. Sunny side up egg on lettuce or coconut wrap with healthy mayonnaise, sprouts, avocado, and sesame seeds. Snack. Celery sticks with sunflower seed butter. 1 cup of red clover tea. Lunch. Chopped taco salad. Snack. Vegetable alkalizer juice. 8 ounces. Dinner. Cod with macadamia cream sauce. Roasted Brussels sprouts. Day 6. Upon arising, 2 cups of red clover tea. Breakfast. Blueberry pancakes. Snack. Lemon poppy seed shake. Lunch. Quinoa medley. Cucumber salad. Snack. Kale chips. 1 cup of red clover tea. Dinner. Lamb burger. With mustard, avocado, and sautéed onion. Wrapped in lettuce leaf. Side of broccoli florets and cucumber slices with tahini dressing. Day 7. Upon arising, 2 cups of red clover tea. Breakfast. Vegetable scramble with diced squash, cauliflower, mustard greens, chives, and cooked quinoa. Snack. Guacamole with cut-up vegetables. Lunch. Butter lettuce, hard-boiled egg, and nutty parmesan. Snack. Kale ginger cleanser. Dinner. Buckwheat pizza. Mixed green salad with Italian vinaigrette dressing. Dessert. Carrot muffin, chamomile tea. Week 2. Day 1. Upon arising, 2 cups of red clover tea. Breakfast. Protein smoothie. Snack. Half a grapefruit. Lunch. Baked trout with garlic and cilantro marinade. Grilled asparagus with toasted sesame seeds. Citrus soda. Snack. Half an avocado with a sprinkle of sea salt. 1 cup of red clover tea. Dinner. Nutty seed burger. Asian coleslaw. Day 2. Upon arising, 2 cups of red clover tea. Breakfast. Paleo pancakes. Snack. Vegetable alkalizer juice. 8 ounces. Lunch. Homemade chicken soup. Snack. Celery and carrot sticks with ranch dressing. 2 cups of red clover tea. Dinner. Fish curry over nutty brown rice. Marinated kale salad. Day 3. Upon arising, 2 cups of red clover tea. Breakfast. Arugula salad, topped with grilled onions, turkey bacon, and poached egg. Drizzled with olive oil, sea salt, and pepper. Snack. Cucumber slices and sprouts with raw apple cider vinegar, sea salt, and pepper. Lunch. Indian risotto. Snack. Pumpkin seeds, a small handful. 2 cups of red clover tea. Dinner. Herbed meatloaf, mashed potatoes, spinach salad. Day 4. Upon arising, 2 cups of red clover tea. Breakfast. Granola with unsweetened coconut, hemp, or almond milk. Snack. Flax crackers with pumpkin seed butter. Lunch. Spaghetti squash with parsley pesto sauce. Snack. Green apple with a small handful of walnuts. 2 cups of red clover tea. Dinner. Roast duckling, cabbage and leeks, mashed sweet potato. Day 5. Upon arising, 2 cups of red clover tea. Breakfast. Egg muffins. Snack. Garlic rosemary paleo bread with ghee. Lunch. Avocado salad. Snack. Coconut cream parfait. Cups of red clover tea. Dinner. Halibut with olive tapenade. Stir-fried asparagus. Day 6. Upon arising, 2 cups of red clover tea. Breakfast. Mixed berry waffle. Snack. Raw vegetable slices with herbed sour cream. Lunch. BLT salad. Chopped romaine lettuce, diced avocado, sliced tomatoes, cut up cooked turkey bacon, diced jicama, and ranch dressing. Snack. Blueberry pumpkin seed shake. 2 cups of red clover tea. Dinner. Vegan or bison lasagna. Mixed green salad with cumin vinaigrette. Day 7. Upon arising, 2 cups of red clover tea. Breakfast. Ground chicken with vegetables. Diced cauliflower, peppers, garlic, spinach. Snack. Vegetable alkalizer juice. 8 ounces. Lunch. Buckwheat pizza. Snack. Southern greens mix. 2 cups of red clover tea. Dinner. Egg salad, watercress, fennel, avocado, and sliced green apple salad with cumin vinaigrette. Dessert. Baked apple crumble. Consuming beverages. You may have noticed that in the sample food plans, drinks are typically consumed first thing in the morning or as a snack. I don't recommend consuming beverages with meals. When you drink any beverage, even water, you waterlog your digestive enzymes, HCl and pepsin, that break down proteins. Extra liquid inhibits enzyme function and disrupts the digestive process. Optimal digestion helps promote gut health. When your food isn't properly broken down by digestive enzymes, it will begin fermenting in the gut, providing a food source for candida, bacteria, and parasites. I'm not suggesting that you can't sip a little bit of water with a meal. I don't want you to choke on dry food. But too many people drink 16 to 32 ounces with each meal, especially if drinking soda. And that's way too much. Meal ideas. The meal ideas below will show you just some of the possibilities for creating tasty meals while on the anti-candida diet. It's important to have a varied selection of foods so you don't get bored. Limit animal protein to no more than 4 to 8 ounces daily. You will find recipes for some of the dishes in Chapter 7, Delicious Recipes to Beat Candida. Breakfast ideas. Eggs or egg whites prepared in a variety of ways, with a side of steamed spinach, squash, cauliflower, or kale. Soft-boiled, poached, hard-boiled, and sunny-side-up eggs are best. Eat scrambled eggs or omelets infrequently because of oxidized cholesterol from the yolks, or use egg whites only. Soft-boiled eggs with avocado. Omelet with vegetables, asparagus, spinach, and onion. Eggs with arugula or spinach. Layer pan with olive oil and a large handful of washed spinach or arugula. Crack eggs on top of greens and cover with a lid. Steam until yolks are set as desired. Hard-boiled egg with mustard or Basil Topps dairy-free pesto. Egg scramble. Prepare with 2 egg whites, 2 to 3 spoonfuls of cooked quinoa or wild rice, no cheese pesto, and a handful of washed kale or spinach, sautéed until tender. Brown rice tortillas, heated with ghee, nut butter, coconut butter, or tahini. Egg sandwich or burrito. Poached or sunny-side-up egg, healthy mayonnaise, sliced red onion, and spinach leaves on a heated brown rice tortilla or lettuce leaf. Hot cereal, amaranth, brown rice, buckwheat, or quinoa, with nuts, flax, or chia seeds, berries, a splash of almond, coconut, or hemp milk, and a sprinkle of cinnamon, sweetened with stevia, lohan, or xylitol if desired. Turkey bacon or chicken sausage, antibiotic, hormone, and gluten-free. If casing is pork, peel off after cooking, with sautéed vegetables. Protein smoothie, made with egg white or 1 scoop hemp, pumpkin seed, or brown rice protein powder. No sugar. Unsweetened almond, coconut, or hemp milk. 1 piece of fruit, from foods to eat list. Handful of spinach or kale. 1 teaspoon raw almond butter or coconut oil, melted. Or raw nuts or seeds, from foods to eat list. And a couple of drops of Cal Pure Stevia liquid, optional. Ground turkey or chicken, sautéed with diced sweet potatoes and onions. Cold cereal. Granola. Lydia's Sprouted Cinnamon Cereal. Go Raw Simple Granola. Or Nature's Path Chia Superfood. Chia, buckwheat, and hemp cereal. With almond milk, pecans, berries, and cinnamon. Sweetened with stevia, lohan, or xylitol if desired. Vegetable alkalizer juice, made with organic veggies, gluten-free waffles or pancakes, such as paleo pancakes, garnished with sliced almonds and